The number one trending topic on Twitter right now is Thomas Massie due to his primary election in Kentucky.
Happening now.
But who do you have as the winner in this hotly contested election? Thomas Massie or Israel? Good evening. As you would expect in a local primary election for a Kentucky congressional seat, $32 million from the Israel lobby and interest is being used to fund Thomas Massie's opponent. They're trying to unseat the congressman with the highest liberty score amongst members of Congress. Because he's bad for America. And specifically, his opponent has had over $15 million spent on his campaign from the Israel lobby, APAC. While Massie is coming in an embarrassingly low second place in that set with just zero Israeli money. But before you get up in arms about a foreign country deciding an election, it's not that. Because what they're doing is spending that money to influence the American voters in Kentucky to vote the way Israel wants them to. Kind of interfering with the normal election process. This just in! Is that election interference? Answer, when any other country besides Israel does it, yes. In this case, it's certainly not. And you're an anti-Semite for even asking the question. Now, with all that Israel money coming into this election, you might be worried about the welfare of Israel. Like, don't they need the money? Will they have enough for themselves? Luckily, they'll be fine, because with the $13 billion a year the U.S. sends to Israel, they're just using the money we give them to influence an important election here in America. So it's just you, the taxpayer, that funds Israel to fund Thomas Massie's Israel First opponent. It's really no skin off Israel's back. Just yours. So anyway, in addition to Massie's opponent, Ed, being supported with all this funding, he's also receiving major funding from Israel citizen Miriam Adelson and additional funding from Israel interest billionaire John Paulson, who appears in Epstein's black book. It's a fun fact. Oh, but don't worry, because you get this. Paulson denies any wrongdoing in his association with Epstein, as have 100% of all people questioned. Hey, no one's voluntarily confessing. Yeah, I guess nobody did anything wrong in this global criminal ring. So here's the question. Who would you like to win this election? The guy that wants Epstein's friends in handcuffs? Or the guy that's funded by Epstein's friends? Now, that is kind of a tough one. But one man who says definitely the guy funded by Epstein's friends is President Trump. He recently had this to say about Thomas Massie. The worst Republican in the history of the party. His name is Thomas Massie, and he is disloyal, ungracious, and a sanctimonious fool. Ooh, we'll take that. And before Massie proved disloyal to Trump's kind of weird demand to keep the Epstein files hidden because, and I quote, "It will hurt my friends," who are also Epstein's friends, Trump had these words of praise to say about Thomas Massie. "Thomas fights hard to protect our liberties. Thomas Massie has my complete and total endorsement." Well, that's different. So why did President Trump change his mind about Thomas Massie? I really don't know. I don't think anybody knows. But anyway, as much as it makes sense for Israel to try to determine the results of an election in Kentucky, which is part of America, in case you're wondering, there might be these couple reasons. Here's a picture of 435 members of Congress. The ones in red are funded by the Israel lobby, APAC. Now, Israel might like to see a little more red in this picture. So they're getting involved in a grassroots effort in this Kentucky election from 6,000 miles away. And another reason why Israel might have interest in this election, Thomas Massie was one of the few leading the charge to push for the Epstein files to be released, along with MTG, Lauren Boebert, and Nancy Mace, all refusing to back down from Trump's intimidation. And there's some rather strong speculation that in the full, unredacted Epstein files, there might be some unsavory implications of Israel in there.
maybe.
And if that were true, which I'm sure it's not, you might see some Israeli interest put major funding to unseat the guy who is still pushing for the full unredacted release of the Epstein files, while funding a guy who will fall in line with the rest of them. To keep the files suppressed, you know, so that it's not revealed that Israel is just pretty implicated in the Epstein files. So we don't find that out. By the way, if that was the case, you might also see other billionaires get involved with funding Massey's opponent, who have a special interest also in keeping the real info in the Epstein files hidden for the sake of Israel. Well, such as a guy who's received $230 million from the Israel lobby. Oh, and do you remember the billionaire donor of Massey's opponent I mentioned, who's in Epstein's black book? John Paulson? Yeah, so like you might see him with a vested interest in keeping the real files hidden for the sake of Israel and maybe his own sake, so he does funding for the opponent. So really, is the bizarre takedown attempt of Thomas Massey all in an effort to keep criminal implications of individuals and Israel and the Epstein files hidden? Who knows? But if the actual information in the files was ever allowed to come out, it might really hurt the public's sheep-like obedience with the Zionist agenda being dictated to Americans from Israel. So anyway, probably none of that's the case. So let's hear some good things about Thomas Massey's opponent, Ed Galrain? Is that how you say it? I never heard of this guy. Ed Galrain? Yeah, I was hearing some good things about Ed. So while Ed's refused to show up for even one traditional public debate with Massey, did do a few softball interviews. And even while playing softball, Ed did some striking out. In this recent interview, Ed thought it'd be a good idea to announce that he wants to institute a military draft in our country, which honestly, I kind of like, and you should too. Conscription can carry some, how do we say, like negative connotations, but on the bright side, that's him advocating for your children to be forced to fight in wars on behalf of his biggest financial supporter, Israeli interests. I mean, that's a good opportunity for children. You know, that's not so bad, because if you think about it, we're not always fighting wars on behalf of Israel. Recent memory, I'm sure there's the Iraq war where Israel told us they have WMDs, so we had to fight that war. There was the Afghanistan war, and now there's the war with Iran, which we have to fight because Israel has told us for 30 years that they almost have a nuclear weapon. So we would never fall for that WMD thing again. No, we're not that dumb. This time they said nukes, not WMDs. They called the same thing something different, so I think they're doing something different. Right. So anyway, the point is, over the last 26 years, there was a four-year period, starting in 2021, where we weren't fighting a war on Israel's behalf. We are again now, but 15% of the time we're not. Yes, we are the other 85% of the time, but just imagine your children having the opportunity to be forced to fight wars for Israel. And Ed Galrain, he supports that vision. You won't get that from Thomas Massey. Not one bit. So anyway, that's the latest on the hotly contested election happening today. You get to choose between the guy that wants to put Epstein's friends in handcuffs or the guy that's funded by Epstein's friends. And, wow, it is a really tough choice. Good night. Yeah, that's a good show. Now, honestly, I sleep really good at night. I'm heavily medicated. Yeah, it's a new tie. Yeah, it's great. My handler gave it to me. Well, there's no question. Things are heating up in the world, getting a little stressful.
All right, folks. That is the great J.P. Sears with an extended skit about what's going on in Kentucky and really across the whole country. Very funny stuff. Follow him on YouTube, J.P. Sears. Now, with that, I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Criston T. Harris. You, of course, know him well. He's a regular fill-in host here on the Alex Jones Network. He's in Kentucky now. Welcome to the show, sir.
Harrison Smith, thank you so much for having me join the program today. And it's a very exciting time here in Florence, Kentucky, where we're seeing people from all over the country coming into Kentucky to support Thomas Massey, because this issue has really captivated the hearts of all Americans across the United States. We're seeing people from all over the place come here to support Thomas Massey because they understand the importance of this election and this primary. It's crazy to me that they've spent almost $35 million in trying to dethrone Thomas Massey when they could use that money for swing seats across Congress and flip them to Republicans. Why are they investing all this money right now to get Thomas Massey out? And I'm going to tell you right now, because he's a leader in Congress. There's a lot of people that are unhappy with the current administration that are wearing red shirts. They're just not vocal about it. And so if Thomas Massey wins this, this is going to be a waterfall effect where a lot of people who are unhappy with a lot of the pork bills that are and things in the bills that are being added are going to start to stand up against Donald Trump. I think it's very important that Thomas Massey wins today because of the fact that it will send a message to Washington, D.C. that we cannot be bought, that liberty and freedom reigns. And as you know, his opponent, what is his name? Ed Gelrino, because he's a Republican and only name only there. He really doesn't have any substance. He's just an empty suit. I've been listening to videos. I went to his convention and his meeting yesterday where he had about 50 people who looked like they could be in wheelchairs coming out and supporting him. And not one of them really had a rational argument other than, you know, Ed's going to bring out the coat today. So,
yeah, you know, I hadn't even thought about that you mentioned that all of this money going towards dividing the Republican Party and, you know, pitting half of us against the other half, all that money could so much more usefully be spent turning districts red. I didn't even think about it. I've been so sort of focused on the absurdity of trying to oust Thomas Massey. I haven't even thought about what else that money could be used for, or what else, you know, if the Republican Party actually cared about America, what they'd be using that for. You're there on the ground in Kentucky. I mean, what is the atmosphere like? What is the vibe like? Obviously, you got some old people, you know, shuffling their way out to vote for Ed Gelrein, but apparently he's, you know, keeping up with Massey in the polls. I mean, are you seeing evidence of that? Everything I'm seeing, it's giant crowds for Massey, nobody for Ed Gelrein, but apparently they're equal in votes. Like, how does this work? What are you seeing that explains this, if anything?
Well, what I'm really seeing is that they're having almost record turnout for a primary, which I think is interesting, with a lot of it leaning towards Thomas Massey. The question that the locals have to answer today is, do they want a candidate that is going to be loyal to Donald Trump or a candidate that is loyal to the Constitution? And as you can remember, you know, Thomas Massey is MAHA. He's all about ending geoengineering. He's all about getting rid of genetically engineered organisms out of the food. He's all about health. He's all about things like reducing the meat packaging products here from three major companies and allowing smaller companies to do that to lower the price of the meat here in Kentucky. And he's doing things on a local scale that are really impacting the community. So we're seeing a very large turnout. The mainstream media is saying that they're seeing a very large turnout and they're hearing a lot of positive things about Thomas Massey, which is unusual to me that the media would even say such a thing, considering the fact that there's so much information out there. Like any post you make that's pro Massey, you have about 80 bots that just start into your or dive into your social media, and they're just posting things. I don't even know if they're real people at this point with the AI video. And we have to think. I think a lot of the locals are starting to understand the tactics. If they have to make fake AI videos, right? Is that the candidate you want? The one that has to be deceptive, that has to lie to get elected and throw a whole bunch of BS at you and see what sticks to the wall? No, I think a lot of locals are starting to see through it. So the big concern here is voters over 60, right? Because Thomas Massey struggles with the boomers because they're glued to Fox. They're easily programmed. And it's really sad to see that a lot of people still don't think for themselves. And that's one thing I always talk about when I host your show, is learning to think for yourself. And so I think a lot of people who don't get their news from Fox, they get it from social media, they get it from podcasts like the Rundown Live, which I do, they get it from the Alex Jones Network, they get it from other platforms out there. They're in the know. They're being fed information where they're growing healthy ideas in the garden of their mind. None of this GMO trash news that the Communist News Network, CNN, is spitting out, or MSNBC or Fox is spitting out, where they're even afraid to interview Thomas Massey half the time because they're worried about having their White House press passes rebuked. There's people out there that we know they have White House press passes that aren't covering this because they're worried about that. At the end of the day, what's the point of having a press pass if you can't be honest?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You bring up a great point that people are starting to understand the tactics. It's not enough just to understand like you're being told lies, but people actually becoming sophisticated in the way that the media is utilized and the way the lies are spread. I mean, that is so important to understand, because once you understand that, you can be not affected by the propaganda. But, you know, if you're just dealing with it sort of on an, you know, piece by piece basis, you're going to be, you know, completely lost unless you are just doing research around everything you see. No, you have to understand the tactics being used so you can see the way things are being presented and go, I don't even have to know the details. I can tell I'm being lied to here. I think that's super important. But even, you know, we posted a video earlier today, just like during the show, about Thomas Massie. And I have people commenting on X, Thomas Massie is a Democrat. He's a Democrat. I mean, help me wrap my mind around this one. Kristan, I mean, you know, I can understand you saying, hey, I don't like him. I think Israel, you know, the war in Iran's a good thing, whatever. You can have your reasons. I'll disagree with them. But to say he's a Democrat, now we're out to lunch. Like, how do we even deal with this?
Well, the issue is that all of a sudden you have a candidate that's libertarian that appeals both to conservatives and liberals. And liberals are supporting him because they understand what's really happening here. And unfortunately, you see the pendulum switch left and right all the time. But when it comes to the issue of child trafficking and the Epstein files, you know, I was a key reporter at the Ghislaine Maxwell trial for 5 weeks, and I brought you guys a lot of information. That's an important issue to so many Americans. And I can't believe how many people that support El Gul Rhino there say that, oh, the Epstein files don't matter. I think a large turnout, what we're seeing here, is really going to benefit Thomas Massie, because it's the younger voters that really support Thomas Massie and people under 60. So I think that's really important. But there's a lot of issues here where I think there's understanding from the left that that's what's happening. This guy went out there, he went to bat for the people. This is a David and Goliath story. And what it really means is that Israel can buy America. Everything, you know, when Donald Trump says he's the most transparent president in American history, what he means is that he's showing everyone how corrupt it is. And maybe he's part of the system. What, a 33% approval rate? That's a great job there, Donald Trump. You're fired.
No, right? Seriously. And look, you know, I was thinking about this, and I'm sure there are a lot of, you know, conservatives out there that support Israel. And, you know, you're allowed to support Israel. I got lots of friends that support Israel. But making this about Israel and pointing out Israel's influence in this, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You can still support Israel. You should still support Thomas Massie. What's I think is confusing things is like the extremism that always comes with Israel, where it's like you either support them completely or you want them all to die. And there's no middle ground. There is a middle ground, which is, hey, Israel's fine. You know, I got nothing but love for them. But when it comes to America versus Israel, I got to have somebody who's on America's side because I'm American. It's as simple as that. So can you speak to a little bit, just like, even if you support Israel, this is about more than just Israel. It's about sovereignty in America and what benefits Americans first and foremost. Can you elaborate a little, or do you agree with that, or just what's your thought on that perspective?
Well, absolutely. First of all, like, Israel's a very important part of our culture, right? We're a Christian nation. The idea of Christianity stems from Judaism. And I think the real issue here is that any time, like let's take an example. Mark Levin came out and said that Ron Paul's a cockroach. Imagine if Ron Paul called Mark Levin a cockroach. They would call him anti-Semitic. Right. Like, that's the protection they put themselves under. And when there's any kind of real criticism, like, or any difficult conversations to be had, they have this shield that they use, anti-Semitic, always. And the issue is that people see that, and then it starts to have no meaning. Like, they start saying, okay, well, there's a problem here. But the real issue is Americans need to come together. It's not a race. It's not a person. It's an ideology. At the end of the day, when people are pushing for a new world order, it doesn't matter if they're Israeli, if they're Chinese, if they're Russian. At the end of the day, we got to say, this is a sovereign nation. This is our nation. We want other countries out there. We don't see a German AIPAC, or we don't see other nations doing what AIPAC is doing, right? You don't have a French AIPAC, right? They're designated as foreign lobbyists at the end of the day. And here we have a AIPAC that comes in and they lobby on behalf of Israel, and they are tampering with our politics. At the end of the day, we need to ask some questions about that. But I think it's very important that we do support Israel, right? But I don't think we should support them if the cause isn't just. Are you going to support them killing innocent people? Are you going to support them going into Iran just because of a feud and say, and we have to have their back all of a sudden? We have these contracts and these agreements, and that's God's chosen nation, which I agree with. But at the same time, I have to say, wait a second. We got to take care of our people first. We got starving vets. We got problems here at home. We got inflation here. And why do we have inflation? Because Donald Trump didn't listen to Thomas Massie. They shot everything down during COVID. We got all these meat prices. If they listened to Thomas Massie, who warned about all this stuff during COVID, we wouldn't have half the problems here. What Thomas Massie is the gatekeeper preventing Donald Trump from himself, from bad decisions. He's the person that's anti-surveillance. That's why the left and the right love them. He's health. He's pro-healthy food. We all want healthy food for our kids. And he doesn't, he's not anti-Semitic. He isn't anti-Israel. He just wants to spend the money here first. Why are we funding wars that we have nothing, no interest in? We don't get anything out of. What do we get out of funding Israel? Oh, they'll come back here and buy some bombs and you'll get a little voucher so they can get this little cool missile that screws are made here. And it'll come back to Lockheed Martin and some of these other companies. But we don't see the benefits as Americans. So why should, that's why it's so important we have a vote in Congress. Again, then we have the problem of dealing with false flag attacks because then they want the justification to go to war. So at the end of the day, we're kind of in a situation where we got to come to a solution. I support Israel. I support Jewish people. I think the ideologies of Zionism are what's contaminating a lot of these people. And they get all lumped in, you know, as a group by extremists on the right and to the left. So if you're on the left and you're mad, upset with Israel, well, you have a right to be. It's okay to be upset with Israel. It's okay to criticize Israel, but it's not okay to hate people.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I would disagree. Like, I don't support Israel. I respect that you do, and I imagine we could have an argument about that. But at the end of the day, the fact that you're sitting here going, hey, but America is first and foremost, it's like, fine, I don't really care what you think about Israel. It's not my country. Support them, don't support them, it's not my country. But we do have to align that this is our country and it needs to be prioritized. So again, I think you're a great representative for that. And again, the point is that America has certain values that are not shared by Israel as a state or even the people. And right now, as of today, we have two new things. A bipartisan duo unveils sweeping anti-Semitism bill. So a new IHRA anti-Semitism bill, which does conflate Zionism with Judaism in a, you know, very political and deliberate way. And in addition to that, federal task force to combat anti-Semitism announces 15 city national awareness and action tour. So these things are against the First Amendment. These things are, in my opinion, designating Judaism as like a state religion of sorts. And that is anti-First Amendment. It's un-American. And we cannot allow this thing to be passed, these types of things to be passed or, you know, allowed to continue because we're so scared of being called anti-Semitic. This type of stuff is unacceptable from a principled American Bill of Rights position, right?
Well, I agree with you there. So there's a big difference between having questions and criticizing Israel and anti-Semitism. And just because we don't want to fund Israel and we want to take care of our own people first, that isn't hating Israel. That's America first. That's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be taking care of our own people. How the hell are we going to help Israel if we can't take care of ourselves first? That's like asking a homeless person for money. He isn't going to have any money. He can't even take care of himself first. And we're pretty homeless. Last I checked, we're like trillions of dollars in debt,
yep.
You know, and I don't think we're going to get it paid off. And, you know, like people want to hate that I say it's OK to support Israel. To be honest, I have no problem with people supporting Israel as long as they understand we need to take care of them. Let's get involved in all these other wars that are beneficial if we need to. But if we can't take care of ourselves first, we can't even have that conversation. And I'm anti-war, by the way.
Hey,
I want to be.
No, absolutely. And you do incredible work. We're coming to the end of the segment here. So I'm sorry to interrupt. But hey, you know what would help getting our stuff in order would be having somebody like Thomas Massie in Congress who wears a freaking debt clock on his pin, you know, a pin on his suit every single day. That's actually the type of energy we need. Even if you support Israel, you should recognize that if America goes down, it's taking Israel with it. So it just makes absolute sense, everything that you're saying. Chris Dante here is incredible stuff, as always. Keep us up to date. Any new breaking news, let us know. 20 seconds, how do people find you?
Yeah, Chris Dante Harris on Twitter. You can find me at The Rundown Live on Rumble, on YouTube. And don't forget, this is about somebody who trusts the Constitution versus loyalty to Donald Trump. Support the InfoWar, Alex Jones Network, guys. We'll see you soon.
Amen. Thank you so much. Incredible stuff. Powerful segment. We'll be back on the other side with more. We're going to be joined by Michael Cargill. Talk about crime, gun crime in particular in this country. Chris Dante Harris, fantastic stuff.